Well, hi there. Welcome back to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 439, and we're quickly approaching episode 444. Keep listening after today's commentary for a special announcement about that show. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament. Track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our text today is Matthew 27 from the English Standard Version and Matthew 28 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 27. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor. Then when Judas his betrayer saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted, and they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I've suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered a whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among him by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put a charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Matthew 28. Now after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a severe earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were shaken and became like dead men because they were so afraid of him. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them, saying, "Greetings." They came to him, held on to his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After they had assembled with the elders and formed a plan, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came at night and stole his body while we were asleep. If this matter is heard before the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.'" So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story is told among the Jews to this day. So the 7 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. May God bless the reading of His Word. These two chapters are very familiar to most believers and even a lot of unbelievers. Most of us have heard and or read about the last day of Jesus' life on earth many, many times. But have you ever really caught what Matthew chapter 27 verses 52 and 53 said? Have you given these two verses any thought? Here they are again. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after His resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Okay, so I have to admit that the first images that come to my mind when I read these verses was heavily influenced by our culture's fascination with zombies and the TV show Walking Dead. So sue me, my brain is not 100% spiritual. I admit to being influenced by the media. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Of course, the risen saints were really nothing like zombies. We're told very little about them, but I'm quite sure that they looked exactly like they looked when they were alive the first time. Otherwise, what good would it have done for them to go into the holy city and have them appear to many people? I believe they went to their friends and their relatives and said, "Look, I'm back." So let's take a closer look at what happened here. Just after Jesus died, Scripture says that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and there was a great earthquake. Rocks were split, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep or died were raised. And coming out of the tombs after His resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Notice the timing here. After Jesus' resurrection, they went into the city. So, in keeping with prophecy, Jesus was the first to be resurrected, and then these saints. Jesus conquered the grave 3 days after He was crucified, not only for Himself, but for all who put their trust in Him. Now, as I studied this event, I found out that there are different opinions about who these people were. Note that these are only opinions because we're not told here, but it is interesting to think about. Some think that it was the ancient patriarchs. Others think that they were believers from that time period, those that had seen Jesus but had died before He did. We don't know, we're not told. Also, some think that after these saints went into the city and showed themselves, they returned to their tombs. Other people believe that they were resurrected in the same type of body that Jesus had when He was resurrected, to die no more. And when Jesus was taken up to heaven, they went with Him. That we have such a small amount of information tells us that God wants us to focus on the resurrected Christ. That we are given only this short mention tells us that the resurrection they experienced awaits us as well. That it was not just only for Jesus. That death is not the end, but only the beginning of a brand new life. There is indeed life after death. Death is nothing to fear if we have put our trust in Him. Your thoughts? Now hang on for the announcement about episode 444, but if you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 439.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_#lifespringmedia, and remember there's two B's in web. Also, come on over to the Facebook page, just search for Lifespring Media. Now this show is brought to you by me and the listeners who value what we're doing here. My thanks to those who support the show and the Value for Value model. And special thanks to my friendly editor. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of today's episode that I'd have a special announcement about the upcoming episode 444. Well, here it is. For those who donate $4.44 between now and show 444, I will send you my reading of the entire New Testament. Each chapter comes as a separate file, and the files are organized in such a way that they should be easily imported and sorted by whatever software you use to listen to MP3s. For those who donate $44.40, you'll get the New Testament plus the Pentateuch, that's the first five books of the Old Testament, and Psalms and Proverbs, and my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. And if that's not enough, I'll thank you by name on episode 444, unless you prefer to remain anonymous. All you have to do is let me know that that's your wish. Episode 444 is only four episodes away, so don't wait. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Go to support444.lifespringmedia.com. That's support444.lifespringmedia.com. Are you enjoying the show? Does the Lifespring Family Audio Bible add to your life? Do my comments at the end of the reading help you to understand the scripture a little bit better, or do they make you think? Is that worth something to you? The cost of a Big Mac meal or a Grande Caramel Frappuccino at Starbucks? Maybe a dinner out with your sweetheart? Does the Lifespring Family Audio Bible bring value to your life? If it does, I'm asking you to go to support444.lifespringmedia.com and make a donation. It only takes a minute, and I'd really appreciate it. Support444.lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow when we begin the book of 1 Chronicles. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.